Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
You know, on yesterday's podcast, I said that this movement from the Revoice Conference would not sit still and would change. Boy, was I surprised to find out not only how right I was, but how quick they changed. Did not know until today. People had sent me some comments and tweets from the founders of the Revoice Conference, where they are now arguing for celibate homosexual relationships. They're basically trying to say that people who have a homosexual relationship can remain celibate, have partnerships. It could even be romantic, but they won't have sex. In other words, they can live together romantically and not do the things that they say would actually be a sin. Now, this shows how quickly this movement is moving, and it will not stop here. In fact, there's already arguments for MAPS, that's minor attracted people, and GSA, which is genetically sexually attracted people. What those stand for is MAPS stands for people that are pedophilia, and the other is for those who have incest. Those are the next things that you'll see being accepted by this group very shortly.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.